Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's OMF on EEI.
Yeah, you look good once you vax that thing. Yeah.
Nick Fitzy Stevens is in today with Ordway and Fourier.
Absolutely not, Fitzy.
The Red Sox were front and center in last night's All-Star game.
Base hit by Bogarts. Taking around third and scoring is Mullins.
MLB's idea to mic up players was a good one in theory. The execution, not so much.
What's coming, Xander? What's coming? Oh, he gotcha.
The second half of the Sox season begins tomorrow. Should we have championship expectations?
They're winning too much in Boston now. It's gone to their heads.
Has soccer surpassed hockey as America's number four sport?
You got to move puck to top speed, and then you got to move puck to top speed.
Now it's time for OMF.
Let me be very clear. Could y'all put the camera on me, please?
On EEI.
Have you noticed, Christian, every time Fitzy does a show, they go into the archives and they bring out the Tom Brady. Absolutely not, Fitzy. They play it over and over. I mean, is that like the only calling card you have? Tom Brady. God. Absolutely not, Fitzy.
Oh, man. I need like a beer and a smoke after I hear that every time.
Sure,
like
he's
talking.
Sure,
it's better than when he said, "What's up, Nick," to me the first time on the Greg Hill show.
Because he went with Nick and not Fitzy.
Exactly.
Wow.
See, yeah,
he knows. He really knows my real name.
I ever tell you how long the first hug was with me and Mr. Brady?
How long was it?
Oh, it was real long.
Wait, Mr. Tom,
Tom
Senior or Junior?
I don't refer to Junior. Okay. I don't refer to your quarterback as Mr. Brady.
That's was it chest to chest, belly to belly, or was it a side embrace?
It was chest to chest after he gave me a Wayne's World style, "We're not worthy." And then he said, "You know what? You're sick."
Oh, my God. Oh, look at you. Look at
clean
you.
Up aisle.
Look at he's turning red right now.
Yeah, I mean, we barely even started the show, and we've wasted
it. Weather sucks, but I'm in a great mood. I'm with you guys.
Is that why you never wash your hands? Because I see you going to the men's room. You never wash your hands.
You see me do the back of the hand wipe on my pants? Yeah, that's why. I don't ever. I'll never wash that hand.
Absolutely not, Fitzy.
Oh, wow.
How'd you like how Tommy looked yesterday throwing balls to like little kids and saying, "Here you go, Wes. Here you go, Dola."
You get, look, at, look at you. You're excited about
us.
That. What is wrong with that? Everybody made a big, huge deal about that. There was a moment with his kids. Yeah, that's a dumb. We know, right? You like playing with kids, Christian.
Oh, see, exactly. That's where we were going, right? Is that that's the term we're going to make? Great.
Go ahead, Jules. He's telling his kid, be Jules.
I'm just curious. Why was it Jules? I mean, is that an obvious sign? Because what I read into it
was
Welker was first.
I feel like this is an attack from Edelman.
Welker is first, and then it was Edelman was second, and then Amendola was third. So if you ever want to know who his favorite receivers are of all time, you just got the order. Right. There was no Randy Moss. There was no Troy Brown. There was no
Doug Gabriel.
No David Patton. Nope. Zero.
No Chad Jackson.
Zero. Zero. No Daniel Graham. No Christian Ford. No, nothing. The three short, undersized white guys. Got
oh, here
all
we
the
go
attention.
Again. Here we go
you know
again.
What it should have been?
Stop it with
been.
Short stuff today. You're done.
It should have been.
You're done with the short
here we
stuff.
Go,
put
Welker.
The brothers on that
God.
List. Where's that special interest group? Get those letters and emails.
Here we go, Welker. Here
management.
We go, Edelman. Here we go, Dola. Here we go, Vrabel. And then just turns and looks at the camera, just boring a hole into your soul.
That would have been a nice addition.
It would have been a nice addition.
If people missed it, some people missed it. Some people are not as adamant as you are.
They're not
on social media.
I have one notification turned on my phone.
Do you? Okay. So let me play it. This is Tom Brady with his kids. He's throwing the football. Is he in Montana? Looks like Montana.
Of course.
Yeah. He's in Montana. And, of course, the voice you'll hear at the end doing the Tom Brady impression is Alex Guerrero.
You ready, Welker?
Let's go.
Go!
Nice catch, Wesley!
That's a nice play.
Throw, Tommy.
You ready, Edelman?
You already know.
Is that Jim Gray filming it?
Jim Gray.
Nice catch, Jules! You ready, Amendola?
Yes, sir.
Go!
Yes, sir.
Yeah!
Good job, Dola!
Where you at, Brooke?
Let's go!
Alex Guerrero, let's go.
You know, I don't need that. He's everywhere. The omnipotence of the Guerrero.
Family. You don't no, notice that? You're jealous.
Who's part of the family? Dr.
Alex
Frankenstein, Alex Guerrero.
Alex Guerrero.
No, so is Gray. Jim Gray.
Jim Gray's part of the family.
That's disgusting.
Why?
He's an alien. Jim Gray?
Bro, Tommy.
That is. You know
that's Jim Gray.
That's Jim Gray.
In Montana with Grady and Alex.
You know that?
Who do you think hooked him up with Oprah?
Brought to you by Macy's.
Jim Gray.
Tom.
Tommy.
You know that millionaire summit that occurs like once every year or once every 4 years when all the billionaires of the world, sorry, I said millionaires, I meant billionaires, all hang out together and just talk about how cool they are and how they can make more billions.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what that little deal is. You got Scratchy, you got Guerrero, and then you got Brady. It's like the Three Amigos.
When does Brady announce that he's going into space? Because that's what all the billionaires are doing these days. It's the hip thing to do. If you've got $1 billion, you need to go into space, right?
And there's going to have to be some sort of metabolic advantage you can gain, like 5 minutes in space on the TB-12 rocket will reduce your age by 10 years. How do you think I look 23 when I'm 43?
Yeah. He'll tie it in 1,000%. To TB-12. 1,000%.
Yes, exactly. Richard Branson and Tom Brady. Yeah. In a TB-12
only
rocket.
Cost you $365,000.
So Wesley, we are ranking them now. Because why did so? Because
well,
like,
then he called that Gronk.
I was playing make believe, like if like we were like I was Lynn Swann, I was Dr. J.
Good, very
okay,
good.
Those are the guys that I
as
wanted
a kid
to be. Yes. I was a Steelers fan. Okay, and Dr. J, I love Dr. J. For whatever reason. But
he was a doctor.
If you thought Pedro had long fingers,
nobody, none of those kids wanted to be. You know, Randy Moss. No one wanted to be Devontae Adams. Not one person wanted to be Tony Gonzalez.
N'Keal Harry.
N'Keal Harry. Yeah. Who has the worst hands and can't run. You're N'Keal Harry. But, Dad, you're punished, little Tommy. You're punished.
Nobody wanted to be P.K. Sand?
No, apparently not. No.
Yeah, I don't get it. Nobody wanted
See,
to be any
so
of those
everybody
guys.
Made a big, huge deal about this. And one or the other, people going, oh, it's so wonderful, so wonderful. Oh, he's such a great father. I mean, well, it's not carried away.
Oh, he's throwing footballs to his kids. I've never done that to my
wow. No father has ever
hey,
done
Dad,
that.
Why don't you play catch with me like Brady does? No, because you're stupid and I hate you.
Exactly. First time it's ever happened in the
you
history of mankind.
You restrict my iPad time every day and you blocked Roblox.
And other people making fun of it. And you're sitting there, well, what are you making fun of it for? It's a father with his kids just having a good time.
Ready, Amendola?
No. See, it makes me happy, though, because he's still like, every time, see, Glenn, for the Hurt super fans, the Brady stands like me, every time he, like, on 328 day, on March 28th, he says, happy 328 on his Instagram stories, I open up like a flower. I bloom for a few minutes because it's like, oh, he still loves us. Tom still loves us. Like, he remembers he was on the Patriots.
Sort of
I do. I need acknowledgement every now and again.
He's still in, you're still in his dreams.
It hurts, yes. Yeah. I just need that every now and again. Just like when he was doing the match against Snoozy McRoyds and Aaron Rodgers. So he's playing DeChambeau, right? And he talks about Super Bowl 51 being so special. To me, that's better than sex. That's the best.
Better than sex.
Sure. I mean, I have to actually have sex to be able to.
I think there are limits for the man worshiping of Tom Brady.
You know, are there?
I think there are.
Why should
there be?
There
are. I think you've overgone.
Hey, just looking at like the response? This is all on Instagram.
This is from the family, though.
Okay, yeah, I know, but like, is it so? Edelman, I guess he's family. Gronk, Giselle. How did Aaron Andrews get in the mix? How did she kind of infiltrate that whole like circle of trust?
And
like,
how about her?
She wants in.
How about her tweet?
Just because she interviewed him once.
Her tweet was.
How did she? No, it's.
That's such a lame.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
We're laughing.
You know what it is? You know what it is? It's a celebrity who sits there and says, I want to become part of this story. I would like
exactly.
to be part.
Exactly. Look, I'm like celebrity in the circle.
Right.
It's clout chasing. That's what it is. She is clout chasing Team Brady. That's exactly
Look,
what this is.
I'm going to infiltrate their timeline. I'm going to let everybody know that I know what the joke's about.
Can I tell you that?
It's funny to me because I'm in the circle.
The Jim Gray circle.
That's
so they call it the Tom Brady circle,
or do
they call it the Jim Gray circle? I will
Throw
tell
Tommy.
You, I will tell you this about Jim Gray. You got to give Jim Gray an awful lot of credit. I'm not saying that there's not some talent there. He's a pretty good interviewer. But what he did was he was really, you know, smart businessman. Early on in his career, he tied himself in with all of the sponsors.
Sure.
He's the one that put together that whole Monday night show that they do with him
Macy's.
And with Larry Fitzgerald.
Right.
Yes.
Macy's,
Tommy.
Macy's.
Yes.
Tom.
And
I don't know what I could get at Macy's
but,
right now that I couldn't get at Home Depot.
What do you wear from Home Depot?
I can think of a few things.
What do they sell?
That's me.
You haven't been to a Macy's in
a while. But
do they sponsor our show?
But he's done a great job of bringing that all stuff together. And he just sucks up to big, huge stars. And he doesn't, he doesn't go bottom shelf.
Well, he'd be great on the morning show then.
Right, exactly.
Thanks, Tommy.
Thanks, Scratchy.
He goes Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, Larry Fitzgerald. I mean, he goes.
LeBron James.
He put that whole LeBron James thing together.
He's the architect of the worst TV show ever.
Yeah. He is.
And that's coming from the guy that hosted Pocket Money.
Wow, I remember Pocket Money.
Thanks, Tommy.
Did you ever see Pocket Money with Fitzy?
Fitzy used
to go into the street and ask people questions and give away like $5 bills.
I thought that was Ramiro, the freaking Puerto Rican. I thought that was his deal.
Yeah. No, that was
Wasn't he on Nesson also?
Maybe.
He was on Nesson.
So he'd go up and down Boylston Street.
I get blamed for hosting Love in the Outfield or whatever that was called. That was Jimmy Dunn's show.
That was Jimmy Dunn's show.
And then Jimmy Dunn gets blamed. I don't remember what Ramiro did.
He did something also. Do you not like
Ramiro?
Yeah,
he did.
I don't even know who Ramiro is.
He was a disc jockey.
That's the way it is.
Is that how we got Ramiro the DJ? Is that what disc jockey stands for?
And then
right. Name dropping.
Very good.
That's my circle.
My circle was very small. It was two seasons of Fan on the Street trivia, and all the questions were like super easy, and all the people would get them wrong all the time. Like, this is hockey's trophy. People would get that wrong. And I'd be like, it rhymes with Fanley Bup, and people still didn't get it.
See,
like,
I remember.
People of Boston?
So,
nah.
I remember the Fitzy College show.
The Fitzy College? Yes. Oh, Tailgate.
Before I even met you, I was a fan of the Fitzy Tailgate College show.
Best show ever.
So we used to do bits years ago on his show, as he knows.
Yes.
Goofing on his show.
Goofing on him.
Mm-hmm. Where he was walking down Boylston Street giving $5.
I got hard clowned by Ordway and like Pete Gustafson doing like a.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was
an honor.
And he was giving away money. And they were street ladies who were on Boylston Street. Street ladies who were, you know, collecting
Spaz,
the money.
I just found your new job for tonight. We are going to try to replicate that. You are going to go out to wherever those ladies hang out.
With $5 bills and tell them Fitzy sent you.
Fourier and I are going to fund it.
Yes.
It's going to be called No Pockets Money.
No Pockets. I think he's in.
No Teeth.
He's going to be arrested. I'm not paying your bail, though.
Not paying your bail.
Because if you're not wearing clothes, you guys figured it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
The pants party.
Thanks,
right, fellas.
Thanks, Gretchen.
Okay, let's give away some.
Let's give away some money. Why not? Let's do it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries. So that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Glenn, Lou, and Christian on Sports Radio WEEI.
Rafael Devers. Browns one over the head of Freeman right down the line. That's a fair ball. Judge will dig for third. They will hold him there on a double that bounces over Freeman.
In one half.
How about that? Going the other way. Base hit by Bogarts. Digging around third and scoring is Mullins.
Nathan Eovaldi takes over. And quickly has a count, nothing and two on Nolan Arenado.
This is a strong man, can throw 100. He's added some pitches to his repertoire, and other than the Giants, the next best story is the Boston Red Sox, as they are leading their division.
Ground ball should end it. To the right side, Merrifield has got it, and the American League has won their eighth straight as they win it here tonight.
I think the fans love this. The game going on out there, I mean, guys are competing and, you know, you're getting a real game. You know, I always say this is the best all-star format game of any sport.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on.
Yeah. Like that last voice you heard was Max Scherzer. Major League Baseball has the best all-star game. Okay, yeah. I'll give it to you.
It's a pretty low bar.
They have the best. It's a low bar.
Well,
and
I mean,
as much as I did surprisingly enjoy the home run derby the night before, the All-Star game to me is maybe the best of the – it's better than the Pro Bowl. We all know what's going to happen in the NBA All-Star game, even though they've changed the format. And the NHL, they score a zillion goals, and it's not the same game. It was boring to me last night. I was not really excited about it. The home run derby was
exciting.
You're
all over the place.
No, I'm not.
You're up.
I'd
you're
like,
down.
No.
Like you're excited. You're not excited. No. I mean, like you're like
hot flashes. Yeah,
you're like a bipolar sports fan.
Exactly. Hot flashes. I liked the home run derby, and I told you I wasn't looking forward to it. And then I said, okay, I'm going to come in with a much more positive attitude towards the All-Star game. I liked the little gimmick of miking up the guys, and it was embarrassing for Xander Bogaerts right out of the gate. What are you expecting? Fastball.
Oh, what'd they throw? Oh, fastball. Yeah, yeah. No, I tell you what, it's Scherzer is right. It's the closest thing to an authentic regular season game that you would see in any All-Star game. It's the
closest thing.
Why, the, how?
Because
how
the American League wins every year. Oh, the American League is so much better.
That has nothing to do... Wait a second. That's not the question. Who's more dominant? That's not the point.
Well, when you
the
have
point
a,
is the what I said to you. Now I know you're leaving, kinda in a way, maybe sorta. We're not sure.
Great name for a book. I know you're leaving, kinda sorta.
You're telling him he's all over the place. You can't get through
Hold
a GD
on.
Sentence.
We'll Wait a second. I already
this
said
this is
it.
What we normally experience.
Hello, in the middle
truest,
of July.
The truest example. Of a real life sporting event, okay, that any of these football, basketball, hockey, you name it, baseball, of an all-star game is baseball.
No, this
three
is like,
hours long.
No, this is
there
like
is everybody. He's right. Everybody's trying.
They're
and
trying.
You know why they're not? They're not worried about getting hurt.
Right.
Like any of these other sports, you're going to get hurt.
It's a different game. I get that, but it's become like the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh my God, okay? you're off on this.
Why
they win all the time? You're talking about every year. That has nothing to do with whether or not it's a true example
Mom and Dad,
of what a
can
regular
you pull
season
the car
game.
Over so no, I can
shut
talk
up,
from the back seat.
I get the belt out.
Wow. Wait, Christian, are you saying that there's no chance for, or is it you, Glenn, who said there's a lot of arguing in the front seat? Who said that there's no chance for these guys to get hurt in the All-Star game?
He did.
That's
I didn't. First of all, I didn't say no chance. I said that in this and for baseball, the likelihood of you getting hurt in a football game is high. Basketball game is high. Hockey is a physical sport. Sure. Nobody's really being physical, so it's not a true indication or true example of what it's really like during the regular season or in the playoffs.
Okay,
that is
but,
the point. Baseball, okay, but, yeah. son, okay, is wow. about as close to a real-life regular season game as you would see in an All-Star game. That is my point.
And this
not
is,
who's going to win.
And this has been fansplaining by Christian Fourier. Dude, there's every chance that somebody's going to get hurt the same way they would in the regular season in an All-Star game because of the four games. This is the one where they seem to be either playing at its most competitive level or it's the most consistent with the regular game. You're telling me, and I brought this up in the pregame call, and I'll say it again, that when Matt Barnes is out there trying to throw gas for an eighth inning to get the save, the hold rather, throwing 30 pitches, that what if his arm blows out? What if
his
shoulder pops?
You're talking about normal wear and tear, which is in a regular season
game.
Happened
with pitchers before.
I'm talking about
1999.
You're not going to get hurt.
When a tailback is in a pro football game, do you think that's real tackling?
No, of course
it's
not.
Do you think it's like anybody's trying? No.
Unless
in a basketball game,
Belichick's the coach, no.
The score is 200 to, 210.
And I hate
those games. In hockey, there's no physicality, which is what that sport requires.
Right.
My thing is like, sure, someone could blow their arm out, but ultimately, everybody's trying just as hard as they would in a regular season game as they would in an All-Star game.
Stretch.
So it would really?
Yeah,
so they're not trying to get hits. The pitcher is trying to let bombs go out of the yard.
Individual,
they're trying to drop balls in the outfield.
The difference is it's an individual sport. So unlike those other sports, other sports require you to have some continuity out there in the court, on the ice. In baseball, it's a one-on-one sport. But when you talk about them trying just as hard, no, they're goofing around. They're laughing.
Wait a second.
They were mic'd up. And by the way, the National League never wins this thing.
Okay, but you're still, you're
this is not a recent thing.
You're missing the point.
No, I'm not missing. Hold on 1 second.
Let
me do this exercise.
When the ball goes in the outfield, do you think they're going to fart around and try to look foolish and drop it? If a ball gets smoked to the third baseman, you think they're going to try and three-hop it just to show that they don't
care?
Christian,
they're not going to bounce off the center field wall to make a spectacular catch, okay? Jackie Bradley Jr. style. Of course, he'd never make an All-Star game, so I don't know what we're talking about. I want to ask this of Tyler. Okay. Tyler, how old are you, Tyler?
I am 28.
Okay, so Tyler's not 28 years old, right? Do me a favor. Look it up. The American League and the National League record in the All-Star game in the time that you've been alive.
It's not good. I just looked it up. They're 21-6-1.
Wow.
21-6-1.
Oh, that's competitive.
But okay, it has nothing to do. Just because one side is losing doesn't mean the other side isn't
trying to win. What are you talking about?
Win.
This is for over a quarter of a century.
You're trying to tell me that what you watched last night were guys that were not trying.
I knew the American League was going to win.
Wasn't trying. Scherzer wasn't trying.
Hitters.
Ohtani wasn't trying.
They don't have that
none of them were trying.
National League rule with no
like, I mean,
DA.
I saw
last
guys.
Night, of course they were trying.
Guys, and that is ultimately, you keep just screwing with the actual, aspect of what we're talking
it's
about.
It's not the Pro
You're
Bowl.
Going into winning
that.
And losing.
It's not the Pro Bowl.
That has nothing to do with trying.
Ohtani knew he was going to go one inning. So even though
he
was
trying.
Even though he was gassed, no wonder why.
Well, he's talking about the
Glenn,
Pro Bowl.
I understand. Scottsdale must be looking gorgeous right now.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
It's 115 right now, and I'm ready for that hot weather.
Desert Colada.
It's a lot hotter here in the studio.
Sounded more refreshing.
Christian,
Ohtani said he knew he was going one inning. No translator needed on this one, Stephen A. So he emptied the tank. So he just went for it. He knew he was going to get a bat, probably, maybe two. But he was gassed the night before at the home run derby. And I remember Ken Griffey Jr. saying, like, I'd swing at the first pitch this guy threw the next night. Ohtani was able to hold back, just gas it up for one inning, and then he was done. And I'd like to also bring up 1999. Pretty excellent All-Star game, right? Monday night, Mark McGwire hitting back, 500-foot steroid bombs over the wall. Next night, Pedro, probably the greatest performance by a pitcher in All-Star game history, mows down six guys. Rather, he gets all six outs, strikes out five of the greatest hitters in NL history who were all juiced up. But that's when he hurt himself.
Listen,
I'm not
too hard. Saying, wait, listen, this,
they
this
do
is,
try.
Is,
they do try.
So you get excited
argument.
About this. Is,
no,
Mr.
This
Baseball
is a, this
over
is
here.
A totally
that, right?
different
Mr.
argument.
Baseball.
I mean, it's not even what I'm talking about. Like, of course, guys can get
it's not
hurt.
That exciting.
That's not the point.
The baseball
he didn't
All-Star
like
game
it.
Is not
as
exciting.
As far as All-Star games go, right. You're getting the closest example
I
of
agreed.
What real competitive sport means.
I
as
agreed.
Opposed, then what are we arguing about?
I agreed with Max Scherzer. I'm just telling you, It's not that exciting. They've all jumped the shark. Now, the one thing that they do try to do with this is they try to mic up the players. And so they, Liam Hendricks, they put the mic on him. And it, you know, it's perfectly innocent. He's going over signs with his catcher, something you'd normally hear.
Going over the signs with Zunino.
This is what the people want. You're mic'd up.
No, it's not working.
Oh, really?
I haven't heard a thing.
What do you want to do?
Chase two, shake the same.
Okay.
Well, the mic's working. The earpiece isn't. And how about Zunino knowing what's up, saying give the people what they want as they go over the signs with a runner at second base?
So apparently it was Joe Buck who was not actually working at the time. But Hendricks now realizing this thing's not working, so he just goes back to saying the normal things he would say off the mound. Of course, you got it live on Fox last night. You got it live.
Nice. A
couple of F-bombs live on Fox.
I love, but that's,
so
that's
it was good.
What we show
it was good
up
for the kids. It was late at night.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Late at night. It was,
I like it.
It was perfect. It was kind of uncomfortable because what do you expect? I agree with the big fella over here. The players are actually trying to play the game the normal way.
Right.
And you don't play with an earpiece and a microphone attached. You're sitting there and you're cursing. You're doing the normal things you would do, and that's what Hendricks was doing last night, and unfortunately it came out the wrong way.
If only we had a microphone on Garrett Cole when Aaron Boone went to the mound last week.
Yes.
Now that would have been fun. I'm all for more people mic'd up and unfiltered sports, and I think more people are than not. It's not just like, I don't fancy, I've seen your videos.
I'd pay on a separate channel if they
did would that. Too. I'd pay for an alternate channel. I'd watch Pat McAfee and Bill Burr call a game for $5 and let it just be filthy, unfiltered. Don't worry about like kowtowing to broadcasting standards. If you want to, there's 8 different channels who broadcast the college football national championship.
For Pete's sake,
every ESPN,
not a single
possible
one do they swear.
And no,
they need the swearing channel.
Why not have one that's unfiltered or whatever? You're right. People deserve that kind of access, and they deserve it unfiltered the way real fans speak.
But the problem is that players will have to deal with the ramifications of it.
That's
so
have ruined careers for broadcasters.
Right.
Hey, this thing is on. Where's the red light?
Christian, I consider myself a man of faith.
I hate short people.
I hope this never gets out.
You say that on the air.
There's a drive out to left by Castellanos, and that'll make it a 4-0 ball game.
But I'm with you. I would pay extra for that.
And
I would love it. But he nailed it. And that is, you'd ruin careers of players. They would never speak again. And by the way, does anybody really think, and I hate to sound like the old guy in the room, even though I am again, does anybody think that players today, athletes today, are honest and really open up? No, they did years ago. They don't do it right. He opened up a lot more than athletes do today.
Right.
They don't talk about anything. And Brady told you a couple of weeks ago, 90% of what he tells you is lies.
Yeah.
By the way, you probably crushed at that, weren't you?
No.
Especially when he said nice things about you.
He literally just
that
90%
were lies.
But that's why I like shows like The Shop, because I would rather see Draymond drink 2 glasses of super expensive Cabernet and then open up on his career and get other guys to be unfiltered, as opposed to the BS you get on like Scratchy's Monday Night brought to you by Macy's. That's all garbage. I want the unfiltered stuff. And by the way, when they speak in an unfiltered capacity, they talk about needing, you know, Stick'em, Spider Tech, and winter coats, and then this place destroys them. So what do you want? Do you want the athletes to be honest or not?
Well, that's the problem. If they're honest right now, there are ramifications. They can't exist because there are so many people that will attack you right now. I mean, we're finding that out. And they pull the plug on you now. It's not a matter of, okay, shame on you. They are pulling the plug on you. All right, so that was the All-Star game last night. So it begins the second half of the season for baseball, even though if you're looking at the math, it's really not exactly mathematically the second half. But the Red Sox start tomorrow. Expectations have changed dramatically, I believe. So what are your expectations now for the Red Sox? They have got to be a lot different than what they were back in March. We get to that coming up next. Fitzy in for Lou.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's very important. Obviously, we've had a great first half, but we want to close out with a series win, sweep if possible. We can't sweep if we don't win tonight. But I think more important than that is the extra day to the break that MLB took away from us for some reason. But whatever, that's them and their logic of making schedules. And I guess 28 teams need 4 days off and two teams don't. So whatever.
That was Kike Hernandez before the final game of the first half of the season. I'd say half, but they ended up losing that game. So they lost, what, 5 of the last 6? Is that correct? Four of the last five.
Red Sox,
lost,
yeah.
Yeah, they lost four of the last five. And ESPN is giving grades. David Schoenfeld giving grades for the first half of the season. The Giants get an A+ because nobody expected them to be where they are. And the Red Sox are number 2. They get an A because nobody expected them to be where
they are. Funny how that works.
Yeah. So I think the expectations have all changed. I don't know about you guys. And it'll be interesting to hear what the fans say when we go to the phone calls at 617-779-7937. But at the beginning of the year, we sat here and said, if they compete in September, if there are meaningful games in August and September, and they're fighting maybe for that final wild card spot, that'll be acceptable. That's good. Does anybody feel that same way now?
That what?
That's acceptable
just getting
for the season.
By? Is acceptable?
Competing in August and September for maybe the final wild card spot.
No, I think this. I think that train has left the building.
We are
talking about you are World Series or bust. That's the way I view it.
Yeah.
And when you so you got the best record in the American League. Mm-hmm. You have all these All Stars, and they all played. They all contributed to last night's All Star American League All Star win. So just based on that. Why would you accept anything less? Unless you have some major colossal meltdown and a bunch of guys get hurt and like nothing goes right in the second half as opposed to everything going right in the first half.
Right.
And it could happen, Christian, because sometimes everything, you know, evens up. It levels off. But I think the expectations, I think I agree with him. The expectations have totally changed. So, yeah, we thought they were lucky if they could stay in the race and have a chance at the playoffs in August and September. Now, after looking at them in the first half of the season, you're looking at it saying they better win the division. They better compete here for the World Series. Maybe they don't have to win it. Maybe that's a little too much to expect because they're probably better teams, certainly better rosters than they have. But you expect them to be in the mix for the whole thing.
So because they've had first place for so long now, and that they've held the best record in the division and in the league.
Good for them.
For this long, that now just like fading back, not all the way to the pack, but sort of like regressing more to our altered yet heightened expectations, competing for the wild card won't be good enough.
Not
like
good
this
enough.
Team needs to be the AL East champions, World Series,
not,
or bust.
Not
at this
good
point.
Enough. And I think they're going to
really?
Make. Yes, and I think 2 weeks from now, I think they will make some serious moves. And I'll be disappointed if the front office doesn't. And contrary to what a lot of people think about the ownership, how they're cheap and everything else, I don't buy that. I don't believe it. I think that this team, once they sense, and this ownership, once they sense they have an opportunity of doing something serious out there, They will spend the money. They will make the moves. I think there's a certainly a resume, a history of them doing that since they took over this team. No, I'm going to be disappointed if they're not in the mix or they don't do something in 2 weeks. Why not? Why wouldn't you?
Okay, so if they're ahead of schedule right now, and everybody from Core to Bloom to Henry and beyond has to believe that they're a year or two ahead of where they wanted to be by this point. They could have never possibly thought, oh, yeah, of course, we'll have a 600 winning percentage at the All-Star break in 2021. This is great. Okay, let's ride that momentum.
Go Sox!
But they're only 5-5 in their last 10. Like you said, they lost 4 out of 6 going into the All-Star break. We think that they're better than that, as their record indicates, but maybe they're a little tired. Now, what if they go into this notorious 18-game, if not 27-game stretch, minus the 3 games against the Tigers? Let's say the next 2 weeks, let's say they go 4-6. Let's say they go 5-8. Do the Red Sox then say, like, we're like ahead of schedule. It's
reality
not worth
check.
Mortgaging the future. Like, let's just see if we, like Glenn said, let's see if we can hang in there for the wild card this year, but we're not doubling down on the investment. I think this team, given where they are, is worth investing in because there's a lot of grit. There's a lot of multi-talented players. They'll play every position possible. And you're getting natural reinforcements in the form of Chris Sale and possibly pulling up like Duran from the Woo Sox. So
sit there and I go, okay, fine. Are you going to, you know, because I think that the way Alex Cora is talking sounds awful. Sounds an awful like 2018. He kept bragging about how good they were. He kept, you know, beating his chest and banging that drum every time somebody put a microphone in front of his face talking about how good the team was. And he was right. They were really, really good.
Yeah.
Okay? As opposed to, I think, what he didn't see coming the very next year, 2019, when they, you know, the whole we're not turning the page thing, that came back to bite him in the ass. Mm-hmm. But my thing is if we're going to listen to him, like, I would trust him on this. Hey, listen, I know we lost 4 out of 6, 5 out of 5, whatever. You know, that's just a bump in the road. Ultimately, I'm looking at the teams that we're competing against. Houston right now is probably better than you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Tampa, I don't know. It depends on which way the wind is blowing and see who's healthy. But I see them investing further in this team because Core is saying, we're good.
Right.
I can win manager of the year. Comeback manager, comeback player of the year. He's going to be like Brady. He's going to win every major award.
And just like Glenn
what
said.
What about Alex Cora?
Just like Glenn said, like the All-Stars on display last night, the Red Sox, albeit a really tough inning for Barnes last night, looked great. Devers at the plate is a great hitter. He's more than just Devers hitting the bombs. Like, that guy is an all-around hitter now. Xander Bogaerts, he is one of the best players in Major League Baseball. So you've got enough talent, and of course, Martinez, when he's hot, and, you know, just dingers. I would invest in this team, Glenn. I would. I think that they are starting to stock up enough. I mean, how many more shortstops of the future do they need to have behind the best shortstop in baseball right now in Bogaerts? I would invest in this team. I think they're more than just likable. They are competitive.
See, nobody's running away with anything in Major League Baseball right now. So their record right now is 55-36. So that's a 604 winning percentage. FanGraphs has the probability of wins for them at 93.
Unbelievable.
Right? So I just did the math. I just did the math on this. So there are 71 games remaining on the schedule. Mm-hmm. So let's say they go, it can't be 500 because it's an odd number.
36,
let's
35.
Say they go 36-35.
Okay.
Right? 36-35 is a lot lower than the winning percentage they have had in the first half of the season. If they do that, their record is 91-71. To me, they should be 91-71. You can't go 500 the rest of the season.
But
I'm not expecting them to win 98 or 100 games.
This stretch
here
is going to be brutal. I mean, it's
but 91
really
wins
tough.
Is going to be enough probably to win that division, according to what FanGraphs is mapping out.
And the key
here
is, so I mean, I think part of that, if they can't go 500, is okay. Everything that went right in the first half of the season is going wrong. It's
the
like, oh, here comes
swings.
The pendulum. Look out. Oh, crap. It got one of us. It got Evaldi. Evaldi sucks. Hey, a Chris Sale. Wow. Everybody was looking at him going, wow, now he's got two innings. Now he's in minors. Now he's now we're stretching him out. Now he's starting. He slows down a little bit. Some of the guys that were on hitting playing great. Kiki, who was all of a sudden now your leadoff hitter. JD Martinez, who was like turning everything around. Like he gets into a slump. It's totally possible.
And how many different guys can you ask to play seven different positions? The Red Sox will set the record for the most players that play five or more positions, which is great. That speaks to the heart and the value of these players and the heart of this team, that Marwin Gonzalez will come in and throw 90 miles an hour in eight innings when they're getting their ass whipped. And I think that they're much more along the lines of the team that wins a game by a run in Oakland, but then loses a tough one, 5-4 in the last game against the Phillies, not the team that got clobbered last Saturday.
They have the best record in Major League Baseball in winning one-run games, mm-hmm. winning two-run games. This is not a fluke. You go this long, play this many games, 91 games, it is no longer a fluke.
See, I agree with you on that one, because if I switch it to a football team that is winning games by, you know, a field goal or a last possession, running the clock out, a touchdown, whatever it
is. You're in week 9 or 10 here.
You know that is, and I think you asked Alex Cora about this a while ago, about how he was able to, you know, how this team was able to win these close games. I think that's a personality trait that teams develop over time based on whatever it is. Each team has a different set of chemistry that allows them to believe that they can win. They do.
Right.
And the other team knows that too. And I think they, even though they have, other teams will have a lead, next thing you know, eighth inning comes around, ninth inning comes around, and they start playing tight. Or their pitcher is freaking out because they know these guys are now dialed in, and they've been just taking advantage of pitchers in the ninth inning all year.
But what if they start getting tired, Christian? What if the Red Sox, having been in so many 3-2, 4-3, 6-4, 5-4 games, now all these high-leverage situations that you've been asking Darwinson to pitch in, that you've been, Hernandez, well, that
Barnes
you've been asking
alone.
Barnes. I watched that. I told you guys earlier. I watched that inning last night, and I thought, you got to get this guy some help. You can't ask him to do that another 37 times the rest of the season, like, or at least another 30 times. Like, you need another live arm back there, because they're going to be, they are good enough to win these games, but the more of these kind of games they play, the more help that they're going to need. A good bat off the bench, a good utility infielder, but especially a live arm for the pen.
Well, I'd like a starting pitcher, to be honest with you, because there are a couple guys on this staff I still do not trust. And we don't know what we're going to get from Sale, but I wouldn't be against another arm in the bullpen. Craig Kimbrell, bringing him in here, and I know people remember, oh, he had a rough time in the playoffs. I don't care. He's best closer in the game right now. He's been phenomenal. And you just signed Matt Barnes, so you're not going to piss him off if you move him to the eighth inning. He might have been pissed off if you brought Kimbrell in, because it would hurt his value in the open market at the end of the year. But that's already been taken care of. You've given him a long-term deal, certainly, what, two and an option.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that you're right, Fitzy, when you talk about they're ahead of schedule. And I'm not knocking that. But there's nobody on that schedule that you're seeing for this season that is somebody that you're saying, oh, my God, this young player is 3 years ahead of where he should be. No, you're doing it with older players, veteran players, you know, Renpro and others that are having terrific seasons. You got to cash in this year.
See,
you got to cash
in. The Matt Barnes thing, to me, signing that extension is an obvious sign to me that he doesn't necessarily believe in himself to be able to do this. Because I feel like if he did, his agent probably said, dude,
it wasn't
big
money.
You ain't going to make this.
No,
you need to go ahead and re-sign now, because the wheels could fall off. You have no idea if you can sustain this or not. And then by the time you get to the season is over, all that, you know, that shine is going to be gone.
Do you know what it made him? It made him, I believe, the 21st or the 22nd highest paid relief pitcher in baseball.
22nd.
Yes. That's
isn't
what
he,
that did.
Isn't he pitching? I personally thought Ottavino would have been the closer this year, because he had done it before.
Right.
Coming in from New York, obviously he had some issues last year. Hasn't the way Barnes pitched so far this year surprised you?
Yes, he's been great.
He has been great.
He changed his pace.
Aren't you asking a lot? This is not someone with a track record who you can ride. Like, I know Koji caught fire in 2013, and we kept saying, like, he's never done this before. This is insane. How can he keep this up?
But that's what bullpen guys do.
Sure.
You know that, Fitzy. One year they are dynamite. The next year they are horrendous. That's why Mariano Rivera was a total freak.
A unicorn.
Oh, my God. To be able to do it.
You'll never see that. You'll never see Brady again. You'll never see Mariano Rivera again.
To do it every single year like that, and you're throwing one pitch. Everybody knows what you're throwing, and they still can't hit it. So bullpen guys are a crapshoot. And you're right. In the second half of the season, Barnes could go south on you. I have no idea. I just think the expectations, and it's like anything, expectations change. They'll change with the Patriots. If Mac Jones comes out in the preseason and looks good, you and others will be sitting here saying, you know what, I think they can win 12 games. Oh, you already said that.
I already said that. I'm on that record.
But people will do that if suddenly you see somebody emerge. Well, we've seen 91 games, 71 to go, so we're well past the halfway mark. This team has emerged as much better than any of us thought it was going to be. So why wouldn't we change the expectations and sit there and say, can't they play 500 baseball the rest of the way? If they do, they're in the playoffs.
You got to face Tampa, like Christian said. Great team. The way the wind goes, obviously a lot of young guys. You have to face the beer league softball lineup of Toronto over and over and over again. I was at some of those games where they were hitting home runs that still haven't landed. That's a nightmare. The Yankees are going to push. They're going to push probably for like the Yankees are either going to win some games against you in the next week to 10 days and decide that they're going to buy, or they're going to lose to you a bunch more times because the Sox are 6-0 against them so far this season. And then the Yankees are what they live in, sellers. And you're going to get their best shot. Glenn, these next 2 weeks will tell you exactly what you should expect from the Sox.
And this weekend, you can basically end the Yankee season.
Yes.
They are 8 games out right now. You can end their season this weekend.
Finish them!
And the Jays are 8 games out. So you thought there was going to be a 4-team race in the division. Very likely, if you take care of business in the next couple of weeks, Fitzy, it's a 2-team race.
Yes.
And a 2-team race is far more manageable the rest of the way. Then you're talking about playing 500 baseball and nobody can catch you. They can't catch you.
I think at that point the Red Sox would probably only fear or have to keep in the rear view or get an eye on the Rays and, of course, the Astros and maybe the A's who always play them tough.
Here's Fangraphs. The Red Sox right now 10.6% to win the World Series. That is the 4th best probability to win the World Series in Major League Baseball. The Dodgers are at 17.1.
Dodgers.
And the Astros at 15.9. And the White Sox at 11.4. I keep on thinking of Rob Manfred every time
I can't say Dodgers anymore.
It's just a piece of metal.
Yeah, Dodgers.
The Dodgers.
So they're 4th, and people are realistic about it. Richard Sherman is
There we go.
Richard Sherman is in an awful lot of trouble, and more details are emerging from this domestic violence burglary charges that are up against them. We'll talk about it coming up next right here on OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.